Cincinnati's new mayor and council officially took office yesterday. This morning, WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about what we can expect in the coming weeks. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So a streetcar meeting today set for noon. You were at yesterday's events and everything. What can we expect today?
Well, I think we can expect, number one, we've got a brand new mayor who wants to kill the streetcar right now, immediately. I'm not sure he's going to be able to do that, but he will be able to probably take the first step today, because the streetcar committee, and then followed by a special session of council at 4 o'clock, is likely to pass some kind of ordinance putting the construction of the streetcar on hold for at least 30 days while some sort of cost-benefit analysis is done to see whether or not it would make more sense to continue financially or to stop it immediately. And that's going to be very complicated because it looks like there are only 5 votes for that.
So if there are only 5 votes, then what does that mean? 5 votes is a majority.
5 votes is a majority, and it would pass. It would have to probably have 3 readings, which would mean 3 council meetings, and they'd probably schedule those that week. But in order to pass it as an emergency ordinance and have it take effect immediately, you need 6 votes. And Cranley, at this point, does not have that. He has Murray, Winburn, Flynn, Smitherman, and Mann, probably for sure. And the other 4 council members are likely to vote against it. Now, what that would mean, then, is that the supporters of the streetcar, of whom there are many out there, they have an organization now called We Believe in Cincinnati, could have the opportunity to go out and start collecting signatures on petitions to put this issue on the as a referendum on the November 2014 ballot.
So that could be, so if the referendum were to go on the ballot, would that put everything on hold as far as stopping it?
That would put everything on hold as far as stopping it because of the ordinance that was passed by the old council last week, which said that, you know, we were going to go forward with the construction of the streetcar. That would still be in effect. Now, one thing that could happen is that today in this legislation, they could put some sort of appropriation in there of money, say for a consultant to study the streetcar cost benefits. If they did that, it would not be subject to referendum, and they pass that sort of ordinance. Those appropriations ordinances are not subject to referendum, so that might stop the pro-streetcar people. It's a very complicated situation, and it's going to play out over the next 2 or 3 days.
It's sort of a situation where it just depends on how they play the rules and read the rules, it sounds like.
Well, that's right, yeah.
Now, if this is all the case, is today's meeting just going to be crazy? Are you going to see a lot of streetcar supporters there?
Oh, yeah. I think you're going to see a whole lot of them there. They're giving everybody who wants to 2 minutes to talk. And I'm sure there will be a whole bunch of them signing up cards to speak. And then, you know, at some point, council is going to have to act.
What about other things? Does Mayor Cranley have any other plans for the city other than focusing just on the streetcar?
Yeah, sure he does. You know, I got the sense, he never actually said it yesterday in his speech at the Freedom Center, but, you know, he wants to sort of expand the vision of development from downtown and over the Rhine, where it's sort of been centered in recent years, out to other communities, you know, Avondale, Evanston, getting a grocery store for Clifton, the Martin Luther King interchange at I-71, and to start doing development projects in other parts of the city besides downtown, besides over the Rhine.
And how long do you think it'll take to be able to do those sorts of things with so much emphasis right now on the streetcar?
Well, that's why I think they're tackling this first, and, you know, see where they can, you know, whether or not he can fulfill his campaign promise to stop this thing. And then, you know, he's elected to a 4-year term. They've got plenty of time to do things.
We should say Jay Hanselman will be covering today's meeting at noon, and he'll be live tweeting, so you can follow 91.7 WVXU for live tweets on that. Thank you, Howard. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. He joins me each Monday morning at this time. You can read his column and his blog at WVXU.org.